Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Texas Rangers and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Texas Rangers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mickey Rivers. Batting second. The second baseman, Bump Wills. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Willie Montanez. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting seventh. The DH, Pat Putnam. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Sundberg. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Nelson Norman. Pitching for the Texas Rangers, Fergie Jenkins. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting third. The first baseman, Dave Revering. Batting fourth. The catcher, Jeff Newman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dave Chalk. Batting 7th. The DH, Mitchell Page. Batting 8th. The right fielder, Mike Heath. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Rob Picciolo. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Steve McCaddy. And now, play ball. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one. With the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy strikes out. One out. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez scoops up the ball. Races to the bag, and beats Gross for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bell for the out. One out. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Rangers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page takes first base on ball 4. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Norman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy, who is chasing the ball. Sundberg reaches third base with a triple. Putnam goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Athletics. Nelson Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman strikes out. One out. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivers takes first base on ball 4. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0-for-1 in the game. Wills strikes out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rivers. The throw from Newman and he is safe. Rivers steals second. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Sundberg scores. Rivers scores. It's 3-2, Rangers. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCaddy fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on McCaddy. Oliver moves to third. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 0-for-1 in the game. Montanez hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Rangers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. Murphy hits a fly ball into center field. Rivers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Revering hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Rangers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Rangers will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Zisk takes first base on ball 4. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Putnam hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Sundberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. Zisk moves to second. Two outs. Nelson Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 0-for-1 in the game. Norman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Rangers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-1 in the game. Newman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-1 in the game. Gross hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Newman moves to third. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Chalk hits a line drive towards the mound. Jenkins catches it and throws to first to double up Gross. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Page hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Page for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Rangers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Rangers will come to bat. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Rivers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering fields the ball and throws to McCaddy covering. Safe. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Newman for a passed ball. Rivers moves to second. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0-for-2 in the game. Wills bunts towards the mound. McCaddy fields it and throws to first for the out. Rivers moves to third. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Oliver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rivers scores. It's 4-2, Rangers. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Oliver moves to second. Two outs. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 0-for-2 in the game. Montanez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oliver scores. It's 5-2, Rangers. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Zisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Rangers 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath strikes out. One out. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0-for-1 in the game. Picciolo hits a line drive towards short. Norman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Rivers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Rangers 5, and the Athletics 2. The Rangers will come to bat. Larry Murray now playing right field. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Putnam strikes out. One out. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Sundberg hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Revering settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelson Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 0-for-2 in the game. Norman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering fields the ball and throws to McCaddy covering. Safe. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rivers hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Rivers reaches second base with a double. Norman goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Rangers. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0-2 in the game. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Rangers 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-2 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murphy for the out. One out. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Revering hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Newman hits a fly ball into center field. Rivers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Gross takes first base on ball 4. Revering moves to second. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 0-2 in the game. Chalk hits a fly ball into left field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Rangers 6, and the Athletics 2. The Rangers will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering fields the ball and throws to McCaddy covering. Safe. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Oliver. The throw from Newman and he is out, Chalk applying the tag. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-3 in the game. Bell hits a line drive towards the mound. McCaddy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Montanez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Rangers 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Page hits a fly ball into left field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0-2 in the game. Picciolo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zisk. Picciolo reaches second base with a double. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Rangers 6, and the Athletics 2. The Rangers will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Zisk hits a line drive towards short. Picciolo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Putnam is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Sundberg takes first base on ball 4. Nelson Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Norman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCaddy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sundberg moves to second. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rivers hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Rangers 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-3 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Revering hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Newman hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Rangers 6, and the Athletics 2. The Rangers will come to bat. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0-for-3 in the game. Wills hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Murray. Wills reaches second base with a double. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got three RBIs. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wills moves to third. Dave Heaverlow now pitching. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-4 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into right field. Murray picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Murray. Wills scores. Oliver moves to third. Bell moves to second. It's 7-2, Rangers. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Oliver scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 8-2, Rangers. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Zisk takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to third. Montanez moves to second. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Putnam is hit by the pitch. Bell scores. Montanez moves to third. Zisk moves to second. It's 9-2, Rangers. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sundberg strikes out. One out. Nelson Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Norman hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rivers hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Rangers 9, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gross hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 0-for-3 in the game. Chalk hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Page hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gross moves to second. Jim Essien pinch hits for Larry Murray. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a fly ball into left field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gross scores. Page moves to third. It's 9-3, Rangers. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zisk, who is chasing the ball. Henderson reaches third base with a triple. Page scores. Picciolo goes all the way around to score. It's 9-5, Rangers. Sparky Lyle now pitching. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-4 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez scoops it up and throws to first, with Lyle covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Texas Rangers, 9, and Oakland Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.